Well, Mr. Race, in looking for a new business and partner he might invest with, became interested in a beauty shop proposition. Yesterday, Jane visited the beauty shop under an assumed name. And just to see what kind of work they turned out, she took everything they had, including a henna rinse. Our scene now is in the Ace's bungalow the following evening. And we find the fiery-haired Mrs. Ace, her husband, and their friend Marge in the living room. Listen.
Do you mean to sit there and tell me you're not going into the beauty shop business now?
That's right, Jane.
You mean after I go to the trouble of making myself look like this, you're not going to buy that beauty shop?
I'm sorry, Jane, but you must remember that it wasn't my idea that you go to that shop and get yourself messed up.
You didn't say to me, go down there and bring home some samples of the work they do.
I did not. That was your idea.
Well, sure it was my idea. And why? Because I'm always thinking of ways to help you. I believe a wife should take the bitter with the better.
Well, this is the bitter. Can you take it?
Oh, I can take it. I can take the bitter with the better. It's not me I'm thinking about. It's just that you're making a fool out of this Hannah Rent.
Oh, I am.
Yes, well, he is. After I go down there and spend a whole day trying out everything those beauty operators could do, and now he tells me he's not going into it.
Well, he has good reasons, Jane.
What good reason? Just because the place has been losing money?
Oh, I suppose that's not reason enough. Here a guy writes me that he's making a nice profit in a beauty shop, and I look over the books and find that he expects to make a nice profit if I come in with him. Well, I'm not going to get gray hairs worrying about that.
Well, that's fine. That shows how much you're willing to do. It's all right if I change the color of my hair, but when it comes to you turning gray, you won't do it.
Oh, I
see. Well, I don't see anything to laugh about, Marge.
Well, there's no use getting mad.
I'm not mad.
Oh, you are. You're madder than a wet hen.
A wet henna, you might.
Oh, stop it now, both of you. That's your fine. Just ask me once more to do something for you.
I didn't ask you to change the color of your hair.
Go ahead and ask me, that's all. Just ask me to do something to help you out.
Why? What would you do if
I
did?
Oh, you'll find out. And the laugh will be on the other foot. Just ask me and see. I've thought of something to tell you that, well, I just can't wait till you ask me.
All right. Jane, would you do something for me?
No.
No? Is that what you thought of?
Surprise, huh?
Well, not so much surprise as hurt.
Hurt, huh?
Yes, Jane. Hurt to the quick, if you must know.
Well, how do you suppose I feel with my hair looking like this and you telling me I did the whole thing for nothing?
Well, all right for you. That's all I can say.
Well, it's your own fault, dear, the things I do
for
you.
All right, if you feel that way about it, I'll struggle along by myself.
I try to help you out, but you don't appreciate what I do.
Please, Jane, don't hurt me any more than you have.
Oh, well, all right. What do you want me to do?
Oh, now there. You see, you changed your mind again.
Well, I can't help it. I guess I'm just one of those wives is always doing things for their husband, even if he doesn't appreciate it.
Now, Jane, you know I appreciate what you did, and I know why you did it. You did it to help me out, to see if this beauty shop was worth going into. But you must remember that I didn't ask you to go down there, and even if I would have asked you, I certainly wouldn't have asked you to come home redhead with a new hairdress. You know that.
After I spend $7.50 down there.
But I'm going to give you that money back. I'll give it to you now if you'll stop complaining. Here, I'll give you the $7.50 and the tip.
Well...
Here, I told you I was going to reimburse you. Here you are. Five. There's a 5, 6, 7. I think I have some change here. Yes, 50 cents. There you are, 7.50. There. That's what you spent, isn't it?
Yes, $7.50.
Well, here you are. Hush money.
Well, how about the tip?
Oh, yes. Don't ever have your hair henna'd again. That's the best tip I can give you.
Oh, no, Ace. That's not fair.
Well, she asked for it.
Is that what you mean, a tip?
Well, it's certainly a good tip, because if you only knew how you look...
I know now. I can see, can't I?
Well, now, let's just forget about the whole incident. You're paid in full, and that ought to be that. Now, I have to get busy looking for some other replies I got to that ad. I've got to find some new business to go into.
Are you still getting letters to that ad?
Oh, plenty of them now, but the trouble is finding the right business. Most of these things are so silly or vague. Now, here's one I got here. Let me see if I can find it. This ought to hand you a laugh. I had it here just a second. Oh, yes, here. Listen to this. You too, Jan.
What?
Listen to this letter.
Oh.
Dear sir, I am a widow with 2 children, age 5 and 8, both beautiful, well-behaved children, as you can see by the snapshot enclosed. It was taken at a picnic by my late husband. I am in the middle and 5'4" tall, weigh 118 pounds, and have red hair.
Red hair, of all things.
Let me see that picture.
Here, look at it. There she is.
Oh. sweet looking.
Yeah, she is. She wants to get married.
Married?
Yeah. Oh, I had a hunch it was something like that.
Yeah, she has $7,500, and if I have a like amount, she'll marry me.
Marry you?
That's what she says. Here, I'll read it to you. Here it is, right here. I have $7,500, as your ad calls for, and I am looking for a partner. A life partner, if you know what I mean. I wonder if you would send a snapshot of yourself and more particulars. There you are. If that's not a proposal of marriage, I never saw one.
I know, dear, but you couldn't do that.
Why not?
Why, you just said you didn't like red hair.
Oh, yes, yes, I forgot. Besides, I haven't got a good snapshot of myself.
Oh, are you going to answer it?
No, I don't think so. I think the proposition is a little too ambiguous.
I should say she would be if you married her.
What?
Well, I mean, you're already married. Isn't that ambiguous, married to two people?
Oh, yes, ambiguous. Sure that is. I never thought of it like that.
But you ought to answer it, dear. I mean, if she's nice enough to propose, the least you
can do. No, Jane, I don't think so.
Well, I'll answer it for you if you want me
to. Now, you see, you're volunteering your services again, just like you offered to have your hair done.
Oh, well, I guess I'm just a softy, always helping you
out.
Well,
there's nothing to help me out of here.
You see, I want to do something for you, and you won't let me.
Oh, you want to turn down a marriage proposal for me? Is that it?
Anything. You know I want to help.
No, thanks, Jane. Just don't bother about this.
Oh, if you aren't.
Well, read some more of them. I get a kick out of them.
Well, now here's a letter from a businessman that is a businessman.
Who's it from?
Well, he's an insurance man.
Oh, one of those guys.
Yeah, he writes that putting up all my money into one basket is the wrong thing to do. The right thing would be to invest part of it in insurance.
Well, there's something in that.
Yes, he should know the trouble I've had meeting my insurance premiums now. The guy that sold me that last little annuity told me I wouldn't miss the money.
Well,
I've missed it every year so far.
Oh, you have.
And besides, this little plan he thought of, where I take part of this $7,500 that I want to invest and buy myself a single premium annuity, I think it would pay when I reach the age of 90 about $10 a week as long as I live. And at 95, I think they give you a rocker to sit in and a window to look out of. Something like that. I don't know.
What business is that, dear?
What?
That sounds interesting. What business is that?
Oh, well, that's an insurance company.
Oh, that's nice. Have they got $7,500 to put up?
What?
The insurance company. Isn't that who it's from? They want to go into business with you?
Oh, yeah. They want to make me a paid-up member of the firm for life. Yeah.
Oh, no, Jane. They want to sell him some insurance.
What do you mean, sell him?
Well, I don't think you'd better go into that now, Marge. It's,
oh, why not?
Well,
you know what insurance is, don't you, Jane?
I think so.
Well, sure you do. I took out an insurance policy myself not so long ago. $1,000 policy.
$1,000? Where did you get $1,000?
Oh, I only had to pay about $35 for it.
Only $35? Where did you buy it?
Oh, some man came to the office, and I just...
Well, now, there's what I call a bargain. $35 for $1,000?
I told you you shouldn't have started that, Marge. You see,
what do you mean I started? Now, dear, there's something for you to go into. Who is the man, Marge? Can you find him again?
Oh, I don't think I'd have much trouble, Jane.
Well, find him. Dear, did you hear that? $1,000 for
Jane,
only 30...
Jane, the $1,000 is only paid when you die.
When you die?
Yeah, when Marge dies, her policy pays $1,000.
Well, how can she make a living out of that?
How can she make a living out of it?
Now, there's a sensible question.
Why, that's the silliest thing I
Jane,
ever heard.
Jane, some other time, huh?
What?
We'll take that up in detail some other time. It's a little involved, and I want to get on with some more of these letters.
Yes, let's hear some more letters.
Well, yeah. I was only trying to find out something. Are you sure you got that right, Marge? $35 for $1,000?
Yes, Jane, that's right.
Well, I'd like to talk to that man. You must have misunderstood him. Dear, give me that letter, and
now
let me talk to that man.
See, you're starting again, just as you did when the beauty shop came up. You offered to bring home a sample of the work they did, and what a sample. And now this. Maybe you want to get some sample life insurance policies, and maybe you want to try them out and see if they actually pay off.
All right. That's the last time I'll offer to do anything for you.
Well, would you put that in writing?
Yes. Give me a pencil, and I'll certainly write.
Oh, well, I'll take your word for it.
Oh, stop it, will you, you two? Let's hear some more letters. What's next on the list, Ed?
Well, let me see. Oh, yes, here's one.
From now on, I guess won't pay the least bit of attention to you and your business.
Fine, Jane. Now, this one is from...
I'd just like to have you ask me something about the money I spend around the house sometime.
Okay, Jane, I will sometime.
Yes? Well, just try it sometime and see what I say.
Yes, Jane, I'll make a mental note of that.
Well, now... you might as well tear it up for all the good it'll do you.
Oh, Jane, now don't start
Well, I don't
over.
Care. Everybody has something to say about what we do with our money but me.
Oh, no, not everybody.
Oh, no? How about your folks?
Oh, they're all right. How are yours?
Sure, they're all right now. But when they weren't all right,
oh,
how about your oldest sister's youngest boy and your youngest sister's oldest girl?
Yes.
When they had their tonsils out, you paid for that, didn't you? Everybody gets some pleasure out of our money but me.
Well, that's a fine pleasure.
And how about your mother's teeth?
Let's leave my mother's teeth out of this.
Well, how about her gums? I suppose you didn't pay for all that.
Well, yes, I did.
There, you see, that was all right, wasn't it? I don't have anything to say about how we spend the money. And now I can't have anything to say about how to make the money.
Oh, you can say whatever you like.
Don't... Oh, no, it's too late now.
Oh, right. Now, Jane, he didn't mean anything like that. It's just he doesn't want you to bother yourself with the details.
Look, Jane, I take it all back. You can do whatever you like. You probably will anyhow. If you can go to a beauty shop and come home with a sample of their hair rinse, I guess you can do whatever you like.
Oh, trying to make up now.
Well, take it any way you like. Now, this letter here is from a man who owns a liquor store.
A liquor store?
Oh, no. If you think I'm going to come home with samples of that.
What?
No.
No, I don't think you better, Jan.
Well, Mr. Ace's business plans are still up in the air. But we have it on good authority that the wheels of business begin grinding in earnest when next we meet the Easy Aces.